grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's no secret that I love Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, so here comes another story from Young Sheldon. I just saw this episode the other day. One Friday evening, while Sheldon was taking a college class and their parents were out eating, Georgie and Missy got out the Ouija board. Missy was apprehensive, telling Georgie that Pastor Jeff had warned them about this game in Sunday school. And wouldn't you know, just as they were about to begin, the phone rings. Missy answers and panics when Pastor Jeff is on the other line and asks what they are up to. Scared, Missy lies and says they are watching TV. After she hangs up, she tells Georgie that she just lied to a pastor and she is going to hell. The fear of going to hell because she did something wrong was so powerful for Missy that she called Pastor Jeff back and confessed her sin. He told her that because she told the truth, she wasn't going to go to hell and her soul was safe. Now, while watching this scene, I'm sure it was meant to be funny. Many a truth is told through humor. And it reminds me of so many of the conversations I have with people and the very real fear that they carry that they might have done something that God sees as unforgivable, or that they have done something that puts their salvation into jeopardy. And I wonder, in these conversations, if this many people are worried about whether or not they're going to go to heaven or hell, or whether or not God can forgive them, maybe more people struggle with these questions than we know. So, dear ones, I want to say it as clear as I can. There is nothing, no thing, that you can say or not say, do or not do, that will cause God to love you any more or any less. This is the truth about God, the truth about God's character. And today's parable expresses this, I think, in a beautiful way. And so often when I'm having conversation with people who are afraid of a sin being unforgivable or afraid if they're going to hell, this is the story that I tell them. Right? It's the parable of a son who wants his inheritance even before his father dies, which in that culture in the first century would have caused the father so much shame and dishonor that he would have disowned his son. But still, the father gives the inheritance. The son squanders it. With nothing left, the son self-centeredly returns home, not with a change of heart, but because he's hungry, and maybe if he says the right words, dad will let him eat the food that slaves do. And while the son is still far off, the father runs to greet him. And he's so far off that the father could only see him if he were looking for him. The father runs to greet his son and embraces him before he even utters a word. Do you hear that? Before this son can apologize or confess, the father embraces him. This parable is about the unconditional love of God that welcomes us and embraces us no matter what. Now, over the centuries, there has been an unfortunate shift in Christianity that instead of the good news of God's boundless love being lived out and proclaimed to help draw people closer to God, the fear of hell has been used to manipulate people into believing in God. And if this has ever happened to you, I am so sorry, because it is absolutely contrary to the good news of Jesus. Not only is it wrong to use the fear of hell to manipulate people into believing in God, it's not who God is. It doesn't reflect the character of God. God is love, and perfect love casts out all fear. And so if there is any fear connected to believing in God, it is not of God. But still, the lie that God's love for us is somehow dependent on our actions, the lie that our salvation rests in our hands, in what we do or don't do, those lies pervade our culture and mainstream Christian thought so deeply that we need to be reminded over and over and over and over again that that is not who God is, and that is not how God's love works. And even when I tell people all of this, sometimes they still struggle to trust that. And so let me say it again. Dear ones, there is nothing you can do or not do, say or not say, that will cause God to love you any more or any less. Right? The Apostle Paul reminds us of this in Romans 8. Nothing, literally no thing, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Not even death. So the people who fear that they've done something and what if they die before they receive forgiveness, you know what? Not even you dying is going to separate you from God's love, because nothing is as powerful as God's love. And how can we be sure? Our baptism. In baptism, God adopts us as God's own beloved children, lavishing love upon us in that water, making us God's very own forever. Forever, no exceptions, forever. Baptism isn't temporary. It doesn't work for a little bit and run out. It's not conditional. You can keep your baptism if you do X, Y, and Z. Your baptism never expires, and God will never take it away or revoke it based on your behavior. Baptism is rooted in God's love for us, and baptism is for all eternity. When God adopts us, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are marked with the cross of Christ forever. And the Holy Spirit remains with us always. And while this truth of God's character and God's love and the promises that God made to us in baptism can be hard to trust, we have to hold on to this truth. Even when we feel the weight of our sin, or when we feel the fear of losing God's love. Because what ends up happening is that out of fear and out of shame, we hide our challenges, our sins, our pain, our struggles. We worry that if others knew what we did, or if others knew the things that we think about, that they wouldn't love us anymore, that they would think less of us. And sometimes we feel this way about God too. And so we pull back from God, and maybe we even leave God like the prodigal son did. But the good news is that God will never, ever pull back from you. God will never leave you because God's love is unconditional. It's not conditional on our behavior. We might walk away from God. We might deny God. We certainly sin against God and our neighbors. And yet none of it changes God's love for us. None of it separates God's love from us. God will never turn God's back on you. God will never abandon or betray you. God will never, ever disown you. And God will never undo your baptism. There is no way possible that you will never not be God's beloved children. And so I wanted us to do something today, experiential, to remind us that when we have these thoughts, when we have these fears, that we remember our baptism. It's one thing for me to tell you, remember your baptism. It's another thing for you to come forward and do it. And so in just a minute, we're going to play a song by Zach Williams called The Heart of God. And as you listen to these words that remind us of the truth of God's love, come forward and remember your baptism. Come forward and receive God's tight embrace of you. Come receive God's forgiveness. Come let God welcome you home and clothe you with grace. Come and remember God's promises to you in your baptism. Come remember who you are and whose you are for all eternity, no matter what. Brothers and sisters, come.
Went to that cross. He's not sitting there shaking his head, riding.
Remember your baptism as often as you can, because God's love is limitless. It's boundless, it's unfailing. It is so deep and expansive that not only will God never disown us, but God is always looking for us and waiting for us and longing to see us. And when God catches just the slightest glimpse of us, God runs toward us with joyful abandon and embraces us, because there is only love in the heart of God. Amen.